Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. It used to be that Key West and South Beach were the centers of gay life here. But over the last decade, this tiny town of about 12,000 people just outside of Fort Lauderdale has taken over that distinction. Wilton Manors has more same-sex couples per capita than any place but P-Town. That's Provincetown, Massachusetts. The latest census numbers got screwed up, but by some estimates, 40% of the population is gay. Part of the reason for this shift is that property values in Wilton Manors used to be relatively cheap, but a lot of places are cheaper than Key West and South Beach. Under the Sun's Kenny Malone tells us how Wilton Manors came out.
John Fiore, a former mayor of Wilton Manors, says if you tried to sell your house there 2 decades ago...
You'd advertise it and saying Northeast Fort Lauderdale, because if you mentioned Wilton Manors, no one knew where it was.
Not that knowing where it was would help anyway. The city had garnered a reputation as run down, to put it nicely.
There were a couple of names that people used to call Wilton Manors back then. One was Wilting Manors, and the other was Wilting Manure.
You were seeing windows boarded up and weeds growing up in yards and things like that.
There was a closed down Burger King that had been boarded up. There was a big law firm that had no windows and no one had any idea what went on in there.
Driving during the day, you were like, oh my God, this is a crack town.
Then at night, you could shoot a cannon down Wilton Drive and not hit a dead cat. It was dead.
Boy, oh boy, have things changed. According to census numbers released today, the median value of homes in Wilton Manors have more than doubled over the last decade. Now, people selling houses in Fort Lauderdale tout the proximity to Wilton Manors. The story of that transformation is the story of how this little village surrounded by metropolitan South Florida became a gay mecca.
All right, everybody knows D. That's Tony D. He is the co-owner of Chardy's, which we're all here to see tonight.
It's November 8th, 1990. It's the grand opening of Chardy's, a restaurant and lounge in Wilton Manors. This is the house singer, decked out in a tuxedo, poofed up hair, and ruby red sequined cuffs.
So, without any further wait, give a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, to Tony D. How about that? He's ready tonight.
I went to meet Tony D. He's a Long Islander by birth, a hairdresser by training, and now a real estate mogul in Wilton Manors. He's got perfectly manicured nails and the whitest teeth I have ever seen.
Yes, thank you. First thing I look at is teeth and nails.
More than 2 decades ago, Tony was living in Pompano Beach. He and some gay friends were driving around Broward looking for a place to have dinner.
There was nothing around. There was nothing for the elegant gay man who wants to take his date to a nice restaurant, not a sleazy bar to have a hamburger or in the back room or whatever. And we worked on it.
Tony wanted to open a classy joint, the kind of place gay men wouldn't be embarrassed to bring their mothers. That place was Chardy's.
Okay, on behalf of the entire staff, my partner Charlie and myself Dee, welcome to Chardy's Beginning.
Yeah!
There were black linen tablecloths and peach-colored napkins. Steak, pasta, and prime rib dinners started at $10.99. A few weeks after opening, the trouble started.
On Thanksgiving, we got an anonymous phone call that the school, the kids in the school nearby, that they were going to vandalize the restaurant and bar, that they didn't want that in this area. So we had plenty of security, plus a couple of big bear friends of mine.
For the audience who doesn't necessarily know what a bear is.
Bears are big guys, very nice guys, and hairy.
Gay men.
Gay men. That when you look at them, you know you're not going to touch this place.
And that's where the trouble stopped. No one touched the place, not that day, not ever again. Tony says they never even got another threatening phone call.
No, never.
And that's Wilton Manors. It's the kind of place where stories seem to end like this.
But nothing ever really became of it.
The kind of place where when you expect conflict, it doesn't happen. Take John Fiore. He was born and raised in Wilton Manors. In 1988, he ran for city council. John was openly gay. There had never been an openly gay elected official in Broward County before. But that's not why John was running.
I happen to be gay, and there's no gay way to fix a pothole.
He had a degree in urban planning and a soft spot for his rundown hometown. John expected the worst.
Well, I was afraid that, you know, opponents might make it just a major, huge issue. There's always all the advertising and the quiet, snide innuendos.
Diane Klein is president of the Wilton Manors Historical Society.
Lived in the city since 1977, almost native.
She's a renowned straight shooter, the kind of lady who says this about her town becoming gay.
Us straights were willing to welcome them, but we would keep our town. We had to learn to live together.
She remembers when John was running for office.
Did it become an issue in the election, his sexual orientation?
No. Why should it? Not in this town. We're a very unique village.
You know, I think the fact that it is an accepting place.
Cindy Thum is also a historian, born and raised in Wilton Manors, and she, like everyone else I asked, couldn't explain why the city is so accepting. It's like they can't understand why it would be any other way.
I don't ever recall seeing a race riot or seeing a cross burned or seeing anything that happened in other parts of South Florida or other parts of Broward County in Wilton Manors. It's always been this seething cauldron of tranquility.
And so, John Fiore was elected to city council once, then twice, then three times. In 2000, he was elected mayor. That year, Wilton Manors became one of the only cities in the country with a majority gay city council.
The fact that our residents elected an openly gay member to the city commission, then elected me mayor, meant that gay people could move here and be comfortable because the city was more concerned about what I could do for them as opposed to who I was.
By the mid-90s, Wilton Manors was officially on the gay radar. But Fiore says downtown still wasn't thriving. The one thing that was? Chardy's. Tony D was getting serious headliners, from Eartha Kitt to the Glenn Miller Orchestra. John Fiore says at the time, businesses with liquor licenses had to be 1,000 feet apart. That meant after Chardy's, you went home. There really wasn't any other place to hang out.
By eliminating that, now we could have a restaurant and a bar and a couple doors away, maybe another nightclub.
And now, smack in the middle of town, right across the street, is one of the best-known gay bars in South Florida, Georgie's Alibi. It's surrounded by a string of unabashedly gay small businesses, Ball Sportswear, Humpy's Pizza, and Gay Mart. It's Thursday night, and Georgie's is elbow to elbow inside. Outside, at least 2 dozen people are standing and talking and drinking.
Yeah, there aren't very many gay resorts for us to go to.
Joe Lachimia has been coming to Wilton Manors for years now. He started visiting from Massachusetts when he heard about the scene down here.
Becoming more and more gay, there were more and more gay guest houses being built, so the community started building and opening more bars and restaurants, and they were all in this one little strip. You know, so it kind of just started creating a little community, which was nice.
Georgie's current co-owner, Mark Negretti, says when he first came out of the closet, the general tone towards gay bars was vastly different.
They were like, okay, you can have a gay bar, but you need to be hidden so you're not out in public. So everything was blacked out. You couldn't be seen. And this was one of the few places you can go to, and it's like, look, we're out in the open. We have front windows that look out. You can stand out in front of the place, have a couple of cocktails, be with your friends, kiss your lover, and not have stones thrown at you.
South Florida is a place where people come to hide. Criminals, runaways, snowbirds. What built Wilton Manors, though, was the exact opposite. It's a place where people don't have to hide. Not a politician, not a guy in a gay bar, and not somebody who just wants to take their mother to dinner. For Under the Sun, I'm Kenny Malone.
Chardy's is now called Bill's, and it's owned by the same guys who own Georgie's Alibi. Under the Sun is available as a free podcast. Look for WLRN Under the Sun. You can also find us online at WLRNunderthesun.org. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. I produce Under the Sun with Dan Gretsch and associate producer Trina Sargalski.